The last person to leave footprints on the moon has died at age 82.
Gene Cernan challenged himself his whole life. When he entered the military, he chose to be a naval aviator, perhaps the hardest thing to do in aviation. Cernan did it because it wasn't easy. He said he was constantly pushing himself to do better and be better.
My dad always used to say, just go out and do your best. Someday you're going to surprise yourself.
Cernan is one of only three people to travel to the moon twice. Dreaming big and working hard were two things Cernan always did. He grew up in Chicago. Neither of his parents went to college, but he got several degrees in engineering. Despite his technical background, Cernan's time on the moon and in space forever altered his life. Cernan said he began to look and think about things differently.
And when you leave the Earth, it's not only technologically different, it's philosophically different, and it's spiritually different.
There's something else about Cernan. He turned down the opportunity to land on the moon during an earlier mission. On that flight, Cernan would have been the pilot, but he wanted to be commander in charge of the mission.
I proved to myself that I was good enough, that I could get the job done. That was a big point in my life.
Gene Cernan spent his post-NASA life trying to inspire young people. He once said, "Dream the impossible and go out and make it happen. I walked on the moon. What can't you do?" Russell Lewis, NPR News.